Californians usually don't go for statewide tax measures. They've rejected them the last 7 times they've seen them on the ballot. And late into election night, Prop 30's fate was far from certain. Early returns showed the measure trailing, then pulling even. Then, just as it took a narrow lead after 11 p.m., Governor Brown took the stage at the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Sacramento.
Well, here we are. We have a vote of the people. I think the only place in America where a state actually said, let's raise our taxes for our kids, for our schools, for our California dream.
It sounded like a victory speech.
We had to overcome a lot of obstacles. We overcame them. Yes on 30, yes on our kids, yes on California. We're all in it together. Thank you very much.
Yet at that moment, less than half of the votes had actually been counted. And opponents like Aaron McClear with the No on 30 campaign held out hope a while longer.
Well, I think it's too early to tell. It's just after midnight on election night. We have a lot of counties to go.
It wasn't until after 3 a.m. that the Associated Press officially declared Prop 30's passage. That passage was in doubt for much of the campaign. Polls showed support for the measure dropping below 50% amid attacks from the No campaign and a rival tax measure. $6 billion of automatic budget cuts loomed. But a few weeks ago, Prop 30 started to rebound, and the governor himself was a big reason why. After staying below the radar well into October, the 74-year-old Brown began a relentless string of campaign events and recorded TV ads. Yes on 30 strategist Dan Newman.
Clearly, there's nobody like the governor out there talking to the people. People understand he's been around the mulberry bush a few times. They trust him. He came into office, made a clear promise that he would fix our budget, that he wouldn't raise revenue without a vote of the people, and now he's walking the walk.
Even then, Democrats and their union allies had to pull out all the stops to push Prop 30 across the finish line.
Let's see if she answers.
When can I get one paper out?
You can give one out next.
Ali Cooper with the Sacramento Central Labor Council spent the afternoon turning out voters with his wife and 2 young kids.
And are you on your way to polls now?
Yeah, we are.
That is so wonderful. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty.
Cooper worked from a list of people already identified as supporters, but who precinct records showed had not yet voted.
Most of these people have been identified as supporting our issues, and now it's, you know, it's just a matter of encouraging them and making certain they understand the race will be close, and that what makes the difference in winning or losing is them pulling away for 10 minutes and going to the polls.
Aaron McClear with the No on 30 campaign said that get out the vote effort was one of 3 key advantages that led Prop 30 to victory.
One is the 5-to-1 money advantage. That's tough to overcome. 2, the bully pulpit of Jerry Brown, which he used very effectively those last 3 weeks. And 3, the infrastructure. We don't have a political party on our side like they do with the Democrats as effective at winning elections and turning out the vote. You couple that with a union operation, they had a get out the vote operation that we just couldn't match.
There were also 2 other tax measures on the ballot. Voters rejected the initiative pushed by education advocate Molly Munger. Despite Munger's $44 million, Prop 38 barely picked up a quarter of the vote. Meanwhile, Prop 39 passed with 60% of the vote. That measure will end a tax break that favors out-of-state businesses, which could bring the state an extra $1 billion a year. But Prop 30 was always the headliner. And the headlines for Jerry Brown this morning are good ones. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.